and gentlemen, we have with us this evening our esteemed Senator Heinrich William Nichelbaum, who will address you on timely topics. Friends and victims of high prices, it gives me much pleasure to speak to the public people. I don't come here as a handshaking politician, one who takes you by the hand before election and by the neck after election, but I come here to denounce the terrible after-war conditions which must stop and come to a continuation. The sooner, the quicker. Look what the last war done to us. It left us with nothing. And how could you have anything? War took what we had, profiteers take what you have, and the income tax takes what you're going to get. And what did war ever get for anybody? Take Napoleon, one of the greatest warriors the world has ever known. What did he get? They named the cake after him. And after Bismarck, they named the herring. What we should always have is peace. Nations gained by peace. Look at how Russia is gained by peace. Before peace, they had one war. Now they got 23. The Bolshevich is fighting the Menshevich, and the Spartovich is fighting the Komjunovich, and they keep killing their own men because they don't know which is which. And what are those Bolsheviches fighting for, anyway? For the Russian gold dust twins, Trotsky and Lenin. A couple of fine fellas those are. They told the Russians they'd do away with capital and keep the people for themselves. Instead, they're doing away with the people and keeping the capital for themselves. Of course, we have our faults here, too. Our biggest fault is criticizing our public men too much without giving them a chance. And it isn't right. Public men should be given a trial and then convicted. All you can get from public men is advice. What good is advice? I advised a fellow once who had a chill to take something warm, and he took my overcoat. And speaking of the conditions of the country, look at this crime wave going around. They're holding up people, shooting them, taking away their money, and still the authorities say there is no crime wave. What do they think those crooks are doing? Practicing? And they also tell you, as soon as you're robbed, ring up the telephone. A fine chance you got ringing up a telephone. Especially those phones with the nickel and the slot machine. You drop your money in one of those things, you can't even get an answer anymore. To go into one of those booths is like going into a coffin. Once inside, you're dead to the outside world. Sometimes you get quick service. Very quick. They take your nickel and number so quick, you just got time to say hello to Central and goodbye to your nickel. And to get that nickel back, you drop in four more nickels. Then somebody sticks up a sign out of order and you're out of quarter. Between that and the high cost of living, why the poor man can't live anymore. He can live, but he won't live long. How can he? If he wants to get enough to eat, he has to work himself to death. If he don't work himself to death, he starves to death. And that has changed him around a great deal. There was a time when the poor man was always afraid. He tried to keep the wolf from the door. Today, he isn't afraid of that anymore. Now, if a wolf had come to the door, he eats the wolf. I tell you, when Columbus discovered America, he certainly discovered a great country for the profiteer. And it's pie for those guys. Well, it's pie for everyone over here. For young beauties, it's peach pie. For old maids, it's men's pie. For politicians, it's plum pie. For the common people, it's lemon pie. And for the landlords, it's raisin pie. And for the meat packers, it's a stew. And how those packers are packing it in. They're not satisfied cleaning us with meat. They're manufacturing soap now to give us a good clean. I tell you, people were much better off in the Stone Age. They had no sausages then, like they got today. Women elevator men, women ice men, women milkmen, female mailmen. If it keeps up, we'll soon have women husbands. And what a fine state of affairs that would be. Imagine one of those newly married woman husbands sitting in her office and a telegram comes in to her saying, come home at once, you are a father.